Welcome in to Jags and the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia, the Jags and the Broncos coming up Sunday. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars back on the practice field Friday to wrap up the week of work with a walkthrough. They did it without a number of key contributors on the offensive side that have been ruled out, including running back Chris Ivory. Hurt his hamstring early in the game last week. He will not play this week. A lot of Yeldon, a lot of Denard Robinson expected for the Jags. And Allen Hurns, Jaguars wide receiver, he hurt his hamstring on the touchdown last week. He will not play. Julius Thomas, the tight end, is doubtful to play against his former team. This is not the best week to be without a lot of key contributors on offense.
I think it's challenging, you know, when you look back at the running back's position where we are. But, you know, I think we all believe that guys are talented and they'll step up when they get their opportunity. And we'll see. We still have a day and a half.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start with this Jaguars offensive line. What a task this week. The pass rush for the Denver Broncos, the best in the league.
Well, if it was just Von Miller you have to worry about, it'd be one thing. Derek Wolfe, Shane Ray, DeMarcus Ware. This is a huge task, but Von Miller is the guy. He's the guy that even if you double-team him, even if you chip him, he can still have an impact. That's very rare. I would expect him to have an impact on the game. Can they minimize it? I don't know.
The only way you really minimize that is run the ball, mm-hmm. and they're going to be without Chris Ivory. And DJ Yeldon is not that hammer that you'd like to have. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in Denard Robinson's ability to get more than, you know, two and a half a carry. So you're going to have to find something from TJ. You're going to find ways, even if it's the short passing game, is the running game, to get them moving. That's about the only way you're going to slow them down.
Yeah, that's a big check in the Broncos' favor. I think the Jaguars have to find some other way to win this game other than that matchup.
On the other side, no matter who the quarterback is, they still have weapons on the outside to throw to. And for the defensive backs of this team, Ramsey and all the rest, got to cover some playmakers on the outside.
Well, if Paxton Lynch ends up starting, that's a big advantage for the Jaguars. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas are almost a perfect combination. One is small and explosive and very difficult to cover, and the other is huge and can get down the field also and is very difficult to cover. So for Ramsey and Amukamara, they're hoping that Paxton Lynch is the starting quarterback because life gets a little easier with him.
Yeah, and it's a interesting matchup because they're very good receivers. But this has been the strength of the Jaguars this year, has been the cornerbacks. Not any interceptions, but they've been able to shut down teams. They haven't created turnovers, but beyond that, it's been a strength. I think they'll do fine in this matchup.
All right, and we finally finished with this, and it's a pretty easy one. When big plays are there to be made, especially against this team, you have to go make the play, and they haven't been able to do that a lot this year. They got to start now, though.
Well, if there's been anything lacking this year for the Jags, it's been both. Defensive big plays, they haven't turned momentum on that side of the ball, and they haven't taken advantage of the big plays when they've been there. Will it start in the last five games? I don't know. But if it had been there all season, your record's a lot better. If they can do that, they have a chance. Tough team to do it against.
I wonder if Blake could hit a game-winning free throw with 1 second left, because that's what I thought I was watching on fourth down and four last week. You know, that moment where the whole crowd is against you, and I hit this, I win. I wonder if he could do that. That's what I'm waiting to see, because ultimately that play comes down to hitting that free throw with everyone against you. Hit the free throw, win the game.
If there's been a piece of the puzzle that hasn't been there this year, for all the other talk, that's been it.
There might not be many opportunities against a team like this, but when they're there, they have to take advantage. The Broncos and the Jaguars Sunday, and that's it for Jags and the Roundtable.